Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. This is Pastor Lisa McIntosh, also known as Lady Z. Well, it is 4:13 a.m. in the morning here, Central Standard Time. And I just wanted to tell you all how faithful God is. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I went to bed last night at maybe about, took a nap, actually. And the Lord, Spirit of the Lord woke me up at about 1:43 this morning, 1:45. So I slept all from about 7 o'clock to 1:45. But I want to talk to you guys about the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And if you don't know Him, just listen to this testimony of how great He is. God, I was listening to a podcast, well, actually a broadcast yesterday by Katie Souza. And if you don't know Katie Souza, K-A-T-I-E, Souza, S-O-U-Z-A, listen to her. She has a dynamic ministry of healing and deliverance. And a lot of times with us in the body of Christ and those who may not know Him, God wants to take us so much further along than where we are. But there's a lot of resistance that come against us. There's a lot of the resistance that's within us as well. So what God has to do sometimes is just actually kind of look like He did with Adam, put us to sleep, put us a place in a rest. So the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the presence came in so strong. And I just found myself just laid out on my back. And letting God do spiritual surgery. Doing spiritual surgery on the inside out. Spiritual surgery from things that were trying to keep revolving and evolving from my past that I had been forgiven for. And I had to forget, and I forgave myself. But sometimes we carry on, we have to be careful not to carry on the burdens of others. Because God said, whom He has set free. He has set free indeed. Amen. So I praise God for just His loving on me. People don't often know what it means to be called slain in the spirit. Slain in the spirit means when the overwhelming presence of God comes upon you, and that's your natural man can't even contain it, can't hold it. So you're slain in the spirit. But the beautiful thing about being slain in the spirit is God doing His operation within you. Whether it's physical healing, emotional healing, financial healing, whatever. And I don't want to even put financial healing in it, because once you get healed, a lot of areas in our lives, emotionally and spiritually, the rest of it comes. And what I want to talk to you about, the tangible presence of God. The tangible presence of God is as real as anything that I have ever experienced in my life. Because He's spiritual, He's God, and He's God over your life. He's God over my life. He's God over our thoughts when we allow our thoughts to line up with His word. There's no weapons that are formed against you can prosper. Any tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. God will condemn it. So you don't have to take matters into your own hand and try to do things on your own. That's why we have a mighty God. And we have an Abba Father. The Abba Father means that all inclusive. That's what Abba, all Abba. You're my everything, God. You're my source for every single thing. I implore you today to make Him your every source, because He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Let Him be your source. Somebody this morning, you woke up. And this is someone international. I'm in America. And you're going through right now in a real strange place in your life where you've been conditioned to follow and pursue the passions of your parents. But God has a passion for you, and God has a call on your life. You're a Middle Easterner. But you desire not to go the pathway of your parents. Your parents want you to go the pathway of medicine because they're in medicine. but you want to go. You feel the call of life, call of God on your life for evangelism. Well, from one evangelist to the next, let me tell you, there's no more rewarding, more fulfilling way than to do the will of God. Because the Bible says, Scripture says, only what you do for God will last. Everything else is temporal. Everything else is fleeting. And you can go, listen, this is for everybody now. You can go another path, seek another way, but you'll still end up coming back God's way. Because that what God has called you to is what he has called you to from the beginning of the world. So he already knew when you would be born what he would call you to do and what he would call you to be. He called me into evangelism. There's still a lot of the things that, just like the gift of music, God had put that gift of music in me since I was born. Evangelism was in me, not when I got called or when you got called. It was always in us. He just had to bring us from the snares of Satan and bring us back to the right standing in him. Amen. So God already has a call and a purpose and plan for each and every person who will hear this. There will be people who are getting ready to get on flights. There are people who are driving today. There are people who are sitting at work today, near and far, from country to country, from even all around the world that will hear this. And my prayer is, Father God, that this will be a breakthrough prayer for them, as it was a breakthrough prayer for me, that, Father God, that they will, Father God, put it into fifth gear, that you put it into fifth gear, what it is that their plan, their purpose is, that they won't be saddened anymore. A lot of times the sorrow and sadness and depression and different things like that come from, sure, things can come from our past or past experiences, but a lot of it will also, a lot of it comes, amen, from disobedience. Disobedience from doing what it is that God called. And a lot of the disobedience comes because the enforcer, Satan himself, comes to divide, just like he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. He did it. He talked them out of their blessing. He talked them out of a righteousness. He talked them out of a covenant place with God, a peaceful place with God, where you can't have any type of peace in your life without the Spirit of the living God. There's no peace. There's money you can make. And it's okay to make money. It's okay. The Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil, the love of it. But to make money is not evil. But when money becomes bigger in your life than God, that's when it becomes a problem. Because those things cannot buy you peace. Money cannot buy you peace. And like I said, I'm not saying anything about people who have money or their desire to have a better life for themselves. Even God knows that. And that's why the Bible says, seek him early while he might be found. Seek him early in the morning, like it's 4:21 in the morning. So he woke me up to talk with him. And listen, here's the good thing about God. Is that you can talk to God and explain to him how you feel, how you're feeling, if you are feeling depressed or feeling disgraced. Some people in here are feeling disgraced and some people feeling in a bunch of turmoil. Well, anyway, he's the one. He's the only one. God is the only one. Nobody else in this world could do it. But he loves you today. And I declare and decree by the mercies of God that Lord said, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. I am praying, Father God, for these people who are on this podcast today, that Father God, that you would be the engine and they would desire to be the caboose. That doesn't mean, Father God, that they are last or they won't achieve, Father God. But Father God, that you would be the pilot, in their lives, and Father God, that they would just sit in peace with you, God. Thank you for the analogies, Lord. No longer being derailed by the things of life and the cares of this world. Father God, you said, think on whatever things are pure, whatever things are holy, whatever things are good report, think on those things. Let there be joy in the heart of the people that will hear this on today. Let there be peace, Lord God. Lord, open up their spiritual eyes of their understanding, Father God, today. That, Father God, that they would have hope in this world. Father God, that they won't be contained by the evil things that they see, Father God, that the things that enemy, the Satan is saying about them. But though that they'll walk in the peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, I thank you for them. Now, Father, as they travel to work, Father God, as they get their children ready for school, Father God, I declare peace. I command peace on their life in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that those who don't know you, Father God, or those who have been misdirected and need to come back to you from a backslidden state, I call them in right now in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for them. You said, who's in your hand, no man can pluck out. So Satan cannot pluck you out. Satan cannot destroy you because the Lord says that your assignment is not over. And I heard this morning the Lord say, your assignment doesn't always mean to be working. That's what they did in the law. But you're under the position. Thank you, Lord. Dispensation. Thank you, Lord. Of grace. Grace covers everything. Grace covers your past. Grace covers your future. You're in grace. And embrace the grace. Embrace the truth. Embrace worship. Praise God. Because he is coming back. He's coming back for the church without spot or blemish. And so we thank him for that. It didn't mean that we were blemishless. That means he's coming back for the ones who are leaning on him, desiring him. He's the one that will clean up the blemishes in our life. We're trying to do it ourselves. That's where the big problem is. We try to clean up our own blemishes. We try to make ourselves prepared and ready for God. And he didn't say that. He said, come as you are. Come with your brokenness. Come back. Come with your trials. Come with your tests. Come with your divorce on the line. Come with your sickness. He said, come. Come, all ye who are heavy laden, and then only God can give you the rest. Only God can give you the information. Only God can change the report. Only God can change the report of the doctors. So we give God the praise and honor, the glory today. And I am just praying today and thanking God that you guys will have a blessed, guys and gals, will have a very blessed day. In Jesus' name, I love you. And remember, this is Pastor Lisa McIntosh saying, you are blessed. You are not a victim, but you are victorious. In Jesus' name, amen and bless God.